we'll go through this. Updates, looks like, let's see, where did Matt put that?
I got that, just in general.
Is that?
No. Is that the convince?
Yes. Okay, so Matt said that we do not have a preferred vendor for clothing, so we'd be able to pick whoever we want. Or according to marketing department, I guess, whatever. We have logo files for, I guess, so BSC Cyber has their own logo?
They wanted that logo that Matt has on his laptop.
Okay.
So they were wondering if you can get a JPEG or whatever of that, so we can use that.
Okay. So I guess we're going to have to work with him on figuring out what we want for t-shirts. So does anybody else have any ideas for stuff to buy? The server stuff, I talked with Matt, and I guess we can use $1,000 out of department budget for a server. But that will not be Cyber Club server. That will be Cyber Club and their server. So, but I was going through stuff that we could buy, and like, it's not the worst stuff in the world. Everybody, please try not to get too excited.
We don't need that much storage.
Snap.
The RAM is all right. We don't need that much storage, though.
Yeah.
3 1/4.
Or we don't need.
Looks like 2.5.
We also don't need an R720. Could get away from R710.
See, we're looking for DDR3.
R710 is DDR3.
Yeah. It was something.
Okay.
It was something. I see. We want this to be. We want this to be kind of newer.
Instead of,
because 710 is kind of at the end of its, getting to towards the end of its very the nice life. And we're kind of looking for, like, so Matt was looking at 730.
What? What's your 2.5 inch rise cost?
That's three.
Is that
3.5?
That's a 2.
Like
2. But that is 4 across the full chassis. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's
3.5 inch.
Okay. Oh, we got the
vote. So, I mean, this is just something I came up with. By the way, I made that channel called Server Shopping.
Okay.
So that you guys can, like, if you find something that's cool, you guys can add it. But, yeah, I mean, we're kind of looking for around this 720. Matt was kind of thinking about maybe 730, but I kind of just convinced him that 720 was still good money for the value, or still good value.
Heck, let's just get an HP Gen 10.
I don't know HP Gens.
That's the newest.
That's the newest?
That's the newest. It's okay,
yeah.
How many range do we want? 30,000?
Sure, we can get a Raspberry Pi worth with our budget.
For a second, that's a storage new one. Probably around 5, actually. 4.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, hard drives, it's got 3 2-terabyte drives. So we could probably get something either without drives. That's another thing. Yeah, no blanks. So this one would not show up like the one in the picture. It would show up with a bunch of holes in the front.
Total drive base, blanks not included. But does it include the
face plates?
Yeah, that'd be good.
No,
no, that'd be good.
No blanks.
It actually includes
the base.
Drive cages.
Yeah. The well, yeah. Yeah, blank cages.
Well, blanks and drive cages are two separate things.
Yeah. Yeah. But the ones without drives. The hot swap. Yeah. So I mean, this is just kind of what we're looking at. Like 10 cores, 128 gigs of RAM. I think 256 is a bit of a jump. we could go 256, but then we would have no drives. Basically, probably. And Matt also had something like he did not want any raid cards that like have threes, like no 310s or something like that, no small stuff.
Makes sense.
Like the H710, because he said in his experience the 300 stuff is slow, and that makes Matt sad. So we don't want to make Matt sad. No DVD drive, so we can't watch movies.
Wait, so
it's got an SD slot. Have to install. We just have to install via USB.
Or yeah, USB or SD.
Yeah. I'm not sure what for SD.
SD and then internal.
Or if it's a built, or if it's a probably a built-in USB, internal USB for OS. But yeah, no, we would most likely. I mean, we could use Proxmox, but most likely use VMware ESXi. Except 20 cores. We don't have licenses for that. So we'd only be able to do an 8-core VM.
What?
Legally obtained license.
Legally obtained, Nick.
Hold on. No. I don't get licenses. We just need the product keys.
I know. Remember how we were talking about legally obtained like 5 seconds ago? We're not going to go on a... We're
and
not
going
to get bootleg.
The 20 cores... No. Evaluation or free covers two processors capped out at 8 cores per VM.
Yes.
So you can use that 20, but we'll only be able to have 8 cores per VM, which is plenty per VM.
Normally, yeah. If you want to do any crazy stuff, then no, but...
Even RDS servers that only have 4 cores and do just fine.
We need a 20 core Factorio server.
Yes, we actually do.
We do actually have that. The one I have on 8 is capped out right
now. You know, I have unlimited CPU. Do you want this key?
Yes.
Okay. So, and the cool thing is, I mean, it doesn't come with the price of a Windows Server license is not built into this, so that's kind of nice.
Do we have legit Windows servers?
I mean, maybe as a VM, but probably not as the host. I don't know, guys. Proxmox? Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're using?
It would be free.
I've used Proxmox. I run ESXi at home. Because I broke Proxmox last time I tried to run it. Turns out you have VMs running on the same partition as your host OS, and then and then you kind of run out of space with the VMs, and like that runs out of space on your host, and then you try to do something on your host and it bricks your host. I lost a few VMs that way. It wasn't pretty at all. So yeah, you definitely want to set it up better than I did when I was in high school.
So now thinking about it, we probably do have to actually keep everything legit because the BSC is audited. That'll be
part of
especially
the dual server ownership.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if it was just us owning the server.
Because it's here on premise.
It's on campus. So.
Fine, legally.
Yeah.
We'd have to, if we want to do VMware, we'd have to include, or not VMware, we'd have to include licensing.
And we could get a free license, but then, you know.
Can we still?
I mean, as an organization-ish type thing?
I don't know.
Anyway, this is kind of what we're looking at anyway. I think our price point is between $1,000 and $1,500. $1,500 being a hard cap, I think.
So if this doesn't...
Does that include the funds from...
No funds from here.
That's just
apartments.
That's apartment funds, okay.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if it was like a 50-50 type deal.
Not that we talked last.
Yeah.
I don't know. He wanted me to send him some stuff a while back, but I never really got any input from anybody else, and I didn't really put a whole lot of time into this research project.
sorry.
Figure out the cost for the drives, too.
Exactly. We need to make sure that we have a fully loaded system, and we need to balance it. So three drives is probably not enough. We have, what, 12 bays? We probably want to have six of them full, because we're probably going to be looking at I.O., you know, read and write speeds, not necessarily.
Which means definitely make sure they're SAS.
Yeah. SAS drives.
You want to get rid of the SAS drives?
I mean, if I don't think we should get this exact system. But I mean, SATA would probably be okay as long as we have enough of them. I don't know. Two SATA drives, in my opinion, is probably better than one SAS. Because the SAS ones we're getting, most likely going to be used. Maybe. I don't know.
Not that high a capacity.
And yeah, not that high a capacity.
At least because as long as you get a 3.5-inch server, it'll be cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still paying for that SAS, so...
Yeah.
You could probably get three more satellites for the cost of three SATs.
So start off the SATA and maybe eventually work them.
And, you know, well, I mean, and see, the thing is, we got 12 bays, which is a decent amount. So we could even have, you know, six drives in one array later on, buy another six drives and stick them in a different array. Just to have them all be identical in their arrays, and then you can...
So you're thinking minimum of six? Probably.
We should probably have a hot spare sitting around. So we should probably get seven.
It's risky for the biscuit.
Huh?
It's risky for the biscuit. Keep it
cheap. I mean, besides the thing of having a hot spare, if we're going to buy them used, definitely we should probably buy one more than what we're going to need. Just in case there's any DOAs. But anyway, yeah. That server shopping group, if you guys want to hop in there, if you find something cool. I like Save My Server. They have a lot of configurations. Like, kind of looking at the 620, 720, and yeah. The thing is, with our price point, we kind of have to, like, go into, like, the second page or something. And, yeah, I mean, some other, it's sorted by price, but you still have to do a little bit of deal shopping within a price range. Because not all the prices are good deals.
Why didn't you plug in the new one? Memory and
minimum
cores that you want. Does it
matter? Is there a search?
It's able to do it on one of the websites.
You can search there.
Yeah, plus I don't know if it's this one or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
But there's quite a bit of options around here. Six hundred gigabyte SAS. Only have to do that. It's a little bit low on RAM. But that's there's a small form factor drives, so 2.5-inch.
Right now the RAM's cheap too for those
2.5-inch drives are not 2.5-inch drives are not cheap.
Yep. That's why that one is kinda 32 gigs of RAM. So definitely, I don't know, 128 to 192, something like that for RAM. What do you think, Clyde?
Server doesn't have RAM.
I was listening.
Virtualization server.
We're just using it for a playground, right?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, we can host competitions, like the images from earlier competitions. We could host on that.
Oh hell yeah.
only
between
kind of
those
problems.
Right there that I'm seeing? Between 32 and 128?
Not necessarily.
No. We want to set the 3.5-inch drives though, ideally.
Yeah. For the same cost savings.
That's fine.
I mean, 3.5 is hotter. So, we also have to think about where this thing's going to be. And I think this one would be in that server room, which we got to be careful with cooling a little bit. What was our heat? We were pumping like, I mean, those blades were ridiculously hot. Like we were pumping 1,000 watts, a couple thousand watts per chassis of heat.
Damn.
It was like, I mean, you know, power usage directly into heat, basically. Except for how much the fans draw, which is probably quite a bit.
What are you guys gonna do with this thing again?
Virtualization.
For?
Cyber Club and also class.
Class?
We're allowed to use department resources under the assumption classes are allowed to use the code as well.
Because Cyber Club probably won't load this thing down all the time.
So his class is also
about
Matt
was the one that was
thinking about it.
Because yeah. If we get something big enough, then should be plenty of space. This will not be fairly sure this will not be accessible outside of the school. So that's kind of a downside. But we can still set up an environment and play around with it in a meeting. We can replicate VMs like that. So, anyway. And yeah, come on. I dropped a couple links in that server shopping group. So, anyway,
what do we want to do for next
game? Let's kind of have to collect a topic. Should we shoot for having Slade come again? If you can.
That is.
Yeah.
I didn't hear if he just wasn't interested or if it didn't fit his schedule. So.
Should we pick a time or should we like pick a time around that works for him?
I think if we're gonna try to get him to talk, we should probably reach out to him and ask when it's a good time for him.
So he says he's unable to help us on 1/7. So.
Okay, so maybe we should ask Tony if he'll reach out and see when it's likely to be available. We can schedule around him.
Yeah.
So
other than that, tentative meeting in 2 weeks.
We have a class at night now, don't we? Next semester.
Tuesday night class is 6 to 7.
So Tuesday nights are kind of out, unless we do them before.
Or after.
But I don't think everybody in this room is going to be in that class, so may not want to show up at 7 or 8.
Understandable.
Especially if we have homework due that night.
Yeah. Tuesdays.
It could be, because it's a Tuesday-Thursday class.
This would probably be a Monday.
Who knows? So we should probably still set a meeting time though.
Yeah.
Tentative. And if we don't have any issues, then we can just make that set in stone.
What were we doing before Tuesday? Is that like 2 or?
We had some, yeah. But then people who work full time are having issues.
Yeah.
We're probably going to have to do another one of those surveys.
We'll have to do it after classes start, probably.
Yeah.
So everybody knows what their schedule is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or towards the end of the week. This week, because everybody should have their schedules pretty much set in stone before right before classes start.
So right now, if we follow the same every other week, we're looking at the 21st. How close are we to qualifiers for?
Oh shoot! I was just listening to that on our last meeting recording. I'm not sure.
I thought qualifiers were in February.
That sounds about right. So how many meetings do we want to get in before then? We should probably get some hands-on experience before we go in there.
Yeah.
Which means we need VMs and or do we want to workshop this? Do we want to have a Windows meeting and a Linux meeting at the same time? Yeah, but then we could start knocking ourselves into separate groups. And we could, it would be a little bit more efficient of our time. Happy downloads. I just added
at large qualifiers of February 22nd. Who's Norwegian Ninja?
Tony Hawk.
Okay. I just added some stuff. All that stuff I just downloaded from Microsoft with that group policy stuff, security baselines for all the Windows 10. That's all up in on the site now. So. So we can't really set that as a meeting time. We can't really set that as a meeting time.
Sorry, I'm gonna read that.
We can't really set that.
Before that.
Huh?
Before that.
What?
Repeat what you said before that.
I don't know. I forgot. I think I said so. But the same time in 2 weeks will not work. So what time should we have a meeting?
I don't really think we can have a meet, get a meeting scheduled until later.
Okay.
Like, we can think about getting one scheduled until after classes start for like a week.
That's
so
right.
You actually know how homework load's going to be like for the day. And so I really don't think we'll be able to have one until like the end of this month, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'd say probably end of the month, or maybe like second again, send out.
Okay. Anything else we need to take care of?
The qualifiers on the 21st.
Is there
22nd? Or we don't know that.
Do we have that in upcoming events? Do we have that? Do we have the qualifiers in upcoming events? Do we need to add that?
No, we don't.
Okay. I'll make a motion that Jacob takes care of that.
Second.
All in favor of Jacob fixing all our problems, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I just cleaning up upcoming events. Nope, you're fixing all of the problems.
But see, we just said you're going to fix everything for us, so thank you, Jacob. You're a real team player.
So what would our next meeting be on? Would it be on the workshop, I think, or would it be if Slade's available?
If Slade's available, we do that. If not, then...
Something.
Then we'll figure out something. Maybe do some licks.
Why not?
But see, yeah, I'm thinking we should probably kind of workshop a little bit. Because not everybody on the Windows side of things needs to understand the Linux, what the Linux guys are doing. Especially when it comes to, and then the guys that are going to be looking at Linux don't need to be worried about root policy objects as much. I mean,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, most of the people that were written down somewhere for duties or assignment.
Does Matt have that?
I don't know if anyone actually ever...
Did anybody copy that off the board?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think of the markdown style? Simple HTML agenda.
Big improvement.
It's not pretty enough.
All in favor of Jacob making a very
pretty... Aye.
Jacob, you're just going to make more work for yourself.
Well, unfortunately, that's not getting done.
Hey, you got to check this out. It's pretty sweet. I have...
Is there anything else actually, like, club-related to talk about?
Yeah, I guess I was kind of looking for that.
Anything else?
Do we have anything else?
We're meeting here the 22nd.
For CCDCS.
Okay. Time?
Well,
yeah.
You mean for qualifiers?
It's going to be the 20th. The day it may be one of the works or maybe a new day.
I don't think we have a choice. I think that's the day we have to.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, for the qualifier?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you said meeting.
That's the qualifier day.
guess for the workshop, we do that. Are you going to post downloads to the VM so we can have them download ready before?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, everybody that shows up for getting the VMs, I'll have, unless you guys have issues with it, I'll just host them on my computer, and then you guys can pull copies. I'll have gigabit. You guys can just pull the copy right before the meeting, or right before the restart, unless...
I have problems with that. I'm training to security concern.
Just because I'm hosting it is not a security concern.
Yes, security concern.
Sorry, Jacob. Overruled. So, unless we have anything else, is anybody else aware of any business that should be come before this meeting? Discussion. Meeting adjourned then.